You're listening to Sirius XM and Met Opera Radio. Deborah Hoffman has been principal harpist with the Metropolitan Opera since 1986. She's also the solo harpist with the Orchestra of St. Luke's in New York City and a former member of the Pittsburgh Symphony. In addition to her work at the Met, she pursues an active international career as both soloist and chamber musician, performing at the festivals of Aspen, Holland, Saratoga, Spoleto, and Caramore. She received both Bachelor and Master of Music degrees from the Juilliard School. She's the chairperson of the harp department at Manhattan School of Music. Is there nothing she doesn't do, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome, Deborah Hoffman.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Tonight's a big night for you. Is Lucia an opera in the repertoire that demands the most music from the harpist, would you say?
It's right up there. It's, yeah, when people think of the big harp cadenza in opera, it's Lucia, yeah.
Is there anything special you have to do to warm up when you know that there are more notes coming?
Well, you know, one of the things that makes Lucia difficult is that you have to sit there for 15 minutes before you play, and you don't get to touch the instrument. So that's notoriously terrifying because everybody else is warmed up. We always love to be playing along with the rest of the orchestra before we have to come out. But so you want to have your scales and your arpeggios all warmed up.
Would you say that the harp is an instrument that is used to signify a particular emotion, or does it apply to several in opera?
I've died and I'm going to heaven.
Yeah, well, there's a celestial voice in Don Carlo, and I mean, of course it's that way, but I don't think that's necessarily what it is in Lucia. It's simple, but maybe innocent even, but. It's more. I wouldn't play Lucia in a way that characterizes the character of Lucia. I would take it as a piece of music in and of itself.
You have a great radio voice, by the way. Can I just say that?
Thank you.
It's really lovely. Go ahead, Mr. Berger.
I always thought. I always assumed the harp was sort of the tinkling of the fountain. Or is that too direct? Like that's nothing you ever thought.
I think it's too direct.
Okay.
I think
great.
Of it more like, you know, it's. I'm trying to sing through the harp. In the bel canto style,
nice.
And adding ornaments and embellishments, because when you look at the music on the page, it's very spare. And I know this was, of course, one of the pieces I had to play when I had my audition for this great opera house. And it became very apparent after listening to two recordings that what I saw on the page was absolutely not what was done traditionally. So I had to sort of fiddle around, decide what I wanted to do, and it really shows who you are when you play this piece.
You also just came off another demanding show, Armida of Rossini. What can you tell us about the harp's role in that opera? You're smiling wryly.
Well, I didn't play it this year. My colleague Mariko Anraku played. I played it last year, and normally you just, when you hear, oh, there's a Rossini opera, we think, great, we have a night off. And then somebody said, oh, wait, you better look at the music.
Not this Rossini opera.
Yeah, also Otello, there's a big harp thing. We've never done that here. So,
The Willow Song, right? Her Willow Song.
I think that's what
harp,
it is,
right?
Yeah. So it has to be worked out. It has to be figured out. Again, it's a similar kind of a style that you want to play with.
Are there ever any moments where you get to shine alone, solo harp music in opera? Anything come to mind?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, Lucia, also Andrea Chenier.
Oh.
That has a big, big harp moment.
Let me ask her about repertory, though, because what I'm thinking from the audience point of view are the big harp moments might not be your, like, okay, one, Rheingold.
You mean when they're crossing the bridge at the end, the Rainbow Bridge? Yeah, you've got all six harps playing in counterpoint. That's an amazing
You're moment, not all playing the same thing.
We're not all playing the same thing. No.
Okay, so that seems like a big one. Then Rigoletto, of course, heaven's opening up again, right?
There's no harp at all in Rigoletto.
There isn't?
No.
Okay. It's the inner harp of the mind.
It's the harp of your mind.
So what are some of the other... Okay, you mentioned Don Carlo, certainly. That's a heaven... I'm the voice of heaven then, right?
Can we not forget about the beautiful harp in Der Rosenkavalier?
Of course.
Oh.
Well, yeah, Strauss in general.
What's the hardest score for the harp in opera?
The hardest? Well, the Dance of Salome is very difficult.
I knew it would be Strauss, right?
Yeah. Well, also the Magic Fire music at the end of
nice
Valkyrie.
Harp
that's
music.
That's big. The immolation scene in Götterdämmerung is a lot of notes to play. Yeah.
have you found that when the harp music is most prominent, you're somewhat exposed? Is it designed to say, aha, listen, everyone, here's the harp?
Well, I think in Lucia, no question.
No question, in Lucia.
No question.
Is there any sort of kind of an extra pressure in that?
Yes.
Like you're the focal point.
Well, you want to bring your inner soloist to that moment. Because there's so many different ways to play an orchestra, and I think actually playing an orchestra, especially opera orchestra, is really good for one's character. Because it makes you be a good colleague, listen to people, you know, and in the opera orchestra especially, you know that your ego has to really be submerged, I suppose, submerged for the good of the whole, even more than a symphony orchestra. But then when you have a moment when it's your moment, then you have to suddenly become the soloist.
How does your teaching help in your playing?
That's a great question. It's... Well, of course, I learn so much from my students hearing what it is that I hear them play and imagine what they could do. And then when I'm practicing, I hear, am I really doing that as well? And what, you know, it forces me to look even more at myself. And when I'm imagining what's possible for them, I'm applying it to myself as well, of course.
Do you love to teach? Do you love that part of your life?
I do. I'm not the most patient person in the world. and you need a lot of that. So.
She said gently.
But so I think that's good for me. It's good.
Don't
for
wrap
me
them on the knuckles with a ruler. That right. will come back to haunt you.
We're talking with Deborah Hoffman, who is the principal harpist of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. We're on a break from Act 1 into Act 2 of Lucia di Lammermoor of Donizetti, live on Sirius XM. Lawrence Ulagin, Will Berger with you as well. Can you talk a little bit more about the role overall of the harp in the orchestra? What haven't we touched on?
Well, I mean, there's the whole technical aspect of the harp, which a lot of people don't realize, you know, like, you've got all these pedals, and
yeah, the thing is scary looking.
It's, yeah. and
all
so,
those strings.
Well, the strings, you know, it would be a lot easier. I played the piano for many years before I started with the harp, and when I sit down at the piano now, I think, boy, this is so easy. You don't have to change any pedals. Of course, it's not so easy. So different composers. I mean, when we have Wozzeck coming up, when you have a style like that, where you have so much chromaticism, and it's quite difficult.
I've never set. Can I ask this? Because I've never set at a harp. Like, you know, usually you can pick up an instrument and play or try to play or whatever. But no one's ever let me touch their harp. So what do the pedals do? I don't even know. Are they similar to the piano or not?
No, not at all.
Aha.
On a piano, the pedals affect how the strings ring. On a harp, you have a pedal for every note of the scale, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And they each pedal has three positions, flat, natural, and sharp. And by that means, you can play chromatic notes.
Okay, my back just twisted.
In other words, when you press the C pedal.
Three pedals on the piano is way too many for me. I haven't figured that out. We have 2 feet. Okay. But you're talking about
we have three pedals on one side and four pedals on the other, and the feet are going constantly. And so when you press the C pedal, all the C strings up and down the harp, and there are 7 octaves. All the C strings will, let's say, go from C flat to C natural.
Wow, that's cool.
Never knew that.
So if you make a mistake with a pedal and you can't figure out which one it is, you're stuck with that until it's not like you just run your hand over a wrong note. You're stuck with that wrong note until you fix it.
Going to school at the Juilliard School of Music across the plaza, did you always hope, you know, maybe one day I'm going to end up at Lincoln Center? Was this your dream gig? Was this the job?
It was, yeah. I actually, when I was in school, they used to have a harp playing at dinner before the opera started on the Grand Tier restaurant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I used to play there sometimes as a sub. I was excited to get the sub job there.
You will hear Deborah Hoffman prominently in the rest of this evening's performance, and she'll be heard and maybe even seen during the HD broadcast of Lucia when Saturday's performance is seen in movie theaters around the world. Deborah Hoffman, principal harpist of the Met, so good to see you, and thanks for stopping by and spending a few moments with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Met Opera Radio on Sirius XM. We'll be back in just a moment.